So onward to the Gita, and we're on 3:19. And that's on page 166. Tasmada sakta satatam. Karyam karma samachara.
Karyam karma samachara.
Asakto hyacharan karma.
Asakto hyacharan karma.
Param apnoti purushah.
Param apnoti purushah.
A few chanters.
Tasmada sakta satatam.
Tasmada sakta satatam.
Karyam karma samachara.
Karyam karma samachara. Asakto yacharan karma.
Paramapnoti purushah.
Purushah.
Tasmada sakta satatam.
Tasmada sakta satatam.
Karyam karma samachara.
Karyam karma samachara.
Asakto yacharan karma.
Asakto yacharan karma. Paramapnoti purushah.
Tasmada sakta satatam.
Tasmada sakta satatam.
Karyam karma samachara.
Karyam karma samachara.
Asakto hi acharan karma.
Asakto hi acharan karma.
Paramapnoti purushah.
Paramapnoti purushah. Tasmada sakta satatam.
Karyam karma samachara.
Asakto yacharan karma. Paramapnoti purushah. Tasmada sakta satatam.
Karyam karma
samachara. Asakto yacharan karma. Paramapnoti purushah. Tasmat. Therefore. Asakta. Without attachment. Satatam.
Constantly.
Karyam. As duty.
Karma.
Work. Samachara.
Perform.
Asakta, unattached. He, certainly, acharan, performing, karma, work, param, the supreme, apnoti, achieves, purushaha,
amen.
Translation. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For by working without attachment, one attains the supreme. So I'll say it then, please repeat. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities,
without being attached to the fruits of activities,
one should act as a matter of duty.
One should act as a matter of duty.
For by working without attachment,
for by working without attachment,
one attains the supreme.
One attains the supreme.
Purport. The supreme is the personality of Godhead for the devotees, and liberation for the impersonalists. A person, therefore, acting for Krishna or in Krishna consciousness, under proper guidance and without attachment to the result of the work, is certainly making progress toward the supreme goal of life. Arjuna is told that he should fight in the battle of Kurukshetra for the interest of Krishna, because Krishna wanted him to fight. To be a good man or a non-violent man is a personal attachment, but to act on behalf of the Supreme is to act without attachment for the result. That is perfect action of the highest degree, recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Vedic rituals like prescribed sacrifices are performed for purification of impious activities that were performed in the field of sense gratification. But action in Krishna consciousness is transcendental to the reactions of good or evil work. A Krishna conscious person has no attachment for the result, but acts on behalf of Krishna alone. He engages in all kinds of activities, but is completely non-attached. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakambitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Virayate Gaura Virbhava Bhomestam Nirdesa Sajjanapriya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasapadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Krishtadi Bisevya Manusmarani Sriman Rasarasarambi Vamsi Vatatatastitaha Karshan Venu Svanir Gopir Gopinata Sriestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Vrindai Tulsi Devai Priyai Keshavasya Cha Vishnu Bhakti Pradidevi Sachavachai Namo Namaha Sri Nasringa Jai Nasringa Jai Jai Narasingha Pralada Jesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tasmara Sakta Satatam Karyam Karma Samachara Asakto Yacharam Karma Paramabnoti Purushaha.
Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty, for by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. To be a good man or a nonviolent man is a personal attachment, but to act on behalf of the Supreme is to act without attachment for the result. Because by acting for Krishna, we can do so many things. Like Arjuna's on the battlefield, Kurukshetra, and he's fighting and he's engaging in warfare. Somebody might say, well, it's better to be nonviolent. But actually, the message of the Bhagavad Gita is that you may try to be nonviolent and end up violent in this world, or you may be violent and end up nonviolent. These things are vacillating. And what's a fashionable quality one day might be unfashionable another day. But to follow Krishna's instruction, this is always perfect. And if one is engaged in Krishna's service, then he can take any kind of duty and any kind of activity in the material world, and it becomes transcendental. So just as when we work for instance, if you work for a bank and there's money coming through your hands, you don't think that this is mine. You count the money and you put it in the till. And then you do your duty. And maybe even millions of dollars are going through your hand, but you never become attached to it and think that this is mine and make a mistake. So mistakenly, if I think that something in this world is meant for me, it was mine, then I become implicated by that. This is the mistake of identifying myself as the enjoyer of this world. So Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantim Richati. That actually, I'm the enjoyer of everything, and I am the master of all the universes and planets and everything, all the energy that you see. I'm the master of that. And I'm also the friend of all living entities. So this is Krishna's position. And in a diseased condition, I might think that I'm the supreme enjoyer, or that I own everything. But it ultimately is ludicrous. One time, all the senses in the body decided to go on strike because they were working for the stomach all the time and thinking that why should we work so hard and the stomach simply enjoys and eats the food. So they called it a general strike, and the eyes and the ears and nose and the hands, everyone decided not to do their work. Of the feet said, well, I'm not going to walk to the market, and the hands said, well, I'm not going to choose which oranges and other types of vegetables we're going to make today for sabjis. And the eyes and ears and everyone else shut down too, said, why should we have to do all the work? And the stomach simply enjoys. Then after a couple of days, they all became weak. And they began to feel that maybe they had made a mistake because they weren't getting their nourishment. So they reconvened and decided, no, we'll go back to work again and feed the stomach. Then immediately they felt satisfaction. So we're parts and parcels of Krishna. And when we work to satisfy the whole, it's like feeding the stomach. And when we do, then we feel satisfaction. We actually feel nourished. Prahlad Maharaj said, it's like when you decorate your face, then your reflection in the mirror is also decorated. So Similarly, if we take care of Krishna nicely, miraculously, we'll also feel nourished and satisfied. And we'll also feel decorated. It's like when you work hard for yourself and you keep the fruit, it just becomes frustrating. Because as soon as you make money in this world, then immediately, first of all, immediately it's spent. If someone gives you $10,000 tomorrow, then you'll toss and turn all night because you'll think, oh, maybe I should spend it on, you know, a vacation, or maybe I should invest it. Now, if you invest it, then you start thinking, well, you know, maybe it was the wrong investment. And when you make money and the stock market goes up, then you think, well, that means it's going to go down later. And also, you know, whatever sits around, it gets taken by somebody else anyway. You have money sitting around and it'll be taken. All of our possessions simply become troublesome to us because we relate to them. Prabhupada gives an example that if you're driving a government car that's fully insured, if you get in a little accident, you don't get upset at all because everything's covered and it's not your car. You know that it's you know, it'll be taken care of. Whereas if you're driving your car and someone bashes into your car, you become very upset because you're attached to it. So when we try to hold on to the fruits of our work also, we work hard to accumulate wealth, protect ourselves through property and wealth and many different kinds of schemes, there's simply anxiety. And Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami, this is translated as bhayam, or fear. Bhayam dvitiya vinibeshita syat. When we see ourselves as separate enjoyers, and that Krishna isn't the supreme joy, but we're separate enjoyers, we have our own agenda besides Krishna's, then he said, bhayam dvitiya. Dvitiya means we see some separate agenda besides Krishna's agenda. We have our own agenda. Krishna has his plan, we have our plan. So, bhayam dvitiya abhinibeshita. Abhinibeshita means absorption. So the mind becomes absorbed, and how am I going to make my little kingdom? How am I going to make my protection for myself and collect things for myself? And then, so from that, syat means bhayam, or fear comes about. We become fearful, because you're going to lose it. You can't keep it. And whatever you have, whatever you try to hang on to, it becomes a source of anxiety. It's not compatible with our nature. We're servants of Krishna. We're meant to serve the stomach. We feed everything. As soon as you give it to Krishna immediately, there's no more anxiety. And similarly, just like if you if you're always looking for praise and you're always looking to be recognized for what you do, then you're always in anxiety. But if you give praise to other people and you pass it on to them, then actually you become glorified. The person who's always glorifying other people and always looking how to pass the praise on to somebody else and not take it for him or herself, that person actually becomes glorious. Whereas the person is always trying to keep it for themselves, like, didn't you notice I did it? I have to have my name on it all the time. That person becomes rejected by the general mass of people. And at least in his own mind too, it's very hard to make progress in any kind of work if you always want to take credit for it. I've noticed this myself. If you have to put your stamp on it and make sure everyone knows you thought of it, then you hold everything up. You hold up the wheels of progress. If you pass it on and you get into the mood that this is for my spiritual master, I don't care who gets the credit as long as it gets done, then you feel full satisfaction. If you just do it, just make sure that it gets done somehow and stand back out of the way of that idea that I have to take the credit for it. It's all part and parcel of this understanding of this verse that we shouldn't hang on to these things. Otherwise, bhayam dvitiya abhinibeshita syat ishat apetasya viparyayo smriti means that we have to actually turn our head away from Krishna and have our own type of agenda. And what does that create when we turn our head away from Krishna in general?
Fear.
Fear, yes, exactly. And it means the whole material world. That's what the material world is. It's actually just covered over. Material world means consciousness is covered by this ignorance of thinking that I'm separate. But actually, nothing separate from Krishna. Ritayartam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tadvidyara manomayam yata bhaso yatatamaha. One of the four seed verses of the Bhagavatam, Krishna says, that if you think there's something separate from me, know that as maya. It's illusion. because there's nothing separate from me. So if we see that everything belongs to Krishna and that everything's meant for his satisfaction, and we continually try to feed Krishna rather than try to just maintain ourselves, then automatically we're maintained. Automatically we become nourished. And automatically we become glorified just by giving everything to Krishna, just as when the limbs give everything to the stomach and they work together for that purpose, they work harmoniously and they feel happy. So Krishna consciousness means to be fully conscious of Krishna all the time and to give him the fruit of our work. Yes, Rakshit, please pass the microphone. Right here.
Yeah, a question came up when you mentioned if we consider ourselves
it's not on.
As separate from Krishna, then that is Maya, the material world. Would that be related to the reference in Shastra Bhagavad Gita sometimes? Material energy is referred to as external or separated energy from the Lord. But at the same time, it is Krishna's energy. So how do we resolve that? That Maya also, or the material world, is created by Krishna, and our association with it through separation apparently separates us, but it's still... it's still a product of Krishna.
Yeah, so this sense of being separate from Krishna, as Krishna says, Bhumir apo nalo vayu kam mano bhudir evacha ahankara itiyame bina prakritir ashtada. So bina means separated. And Krishna's naming all these elements that are separated energies. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, as separated energies. Now, the explanation of what's, first of all, of what separated means, Prabhupada gives very distinct analogy. And that is that if you were to speak into a tape recorder and then say you couldn't come to the next week's class, but we brought in the tape recorder and we played your voice, everyone would say, well, there's Rakshit Jariwala. Because your energy is there. It's really not different from you, your energy, because there's your voice. Everyone would say, that's Rakshit. But at the same time, you are separated from it because it's not you at the same time also. So Krishna's separated energy is like that. And the example that Lord Chaitanya gave to Sanatan Goswami is that Krishna can transform his energies at every minute. And a modern example of this transformation of energy that... Srila Prabhupada used to give was heating and cooling. Electricity is one energy. So similarly, Bhagavatam describes that the Absolute Truth is Advaya Gyan Tattva. It's actually one energy. But it's manifest in varieties. Vedanti Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yaj Gyanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdite. Although it's Advaya Gyan Tattva, it's one truth, it's one energy, but it's God manifests himself in a variety of forms. Brahman, which means his glaring effulgence energy. Paramatma, his localized aspect of supersoul in everyone's heart. And Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead in all his other energies. So, although electricity is one energy, you can put electricity through a cooler and get cool air. And if you flip a switch... of course, on these modern things now, you can get heat or cool. Like in my house, I put in this heater and cooler. And if you flip the switch a little bit, it turns from heat, or turns from cool into heat. But it's all electricity coming through. So Krishna is able to transform his energies in many different ways. But our relationship with his energy is what's transformative. Because although we're living in the realm of the material world, if we stay in contact with Krishna through the process of yoga, then actually we see Krishna everywhere. And Krishna says, how can you be separated from me? Rasoham apsakonteya prabhasmi shashi shuryoyo. I'm the taste and water, I'm the light of the sun and the moon. Every morning when Divyanga drives to the temple in Alachua, Florida, he was telling me, he drives with his daughter, and he starts to chant the prayers from the Brahma Samhita when he sees the sun come up. Yat shakshadeja savita sakala grahanam raja samasta suramuti rashesha teja yas yajnaya brahmati samrita kala chakro govindamari purusham tamaham. How old's your daughter now?
Five.
Five-year-old daughter, and then now she starts to say it also. Because she heard him say it so many times, she memorized it, and then she grows up with that consciousness. When she sees the sun, she sees Krishna's eye coming up in the sky. It's like, there's Krishna again. And so she doesn't see anything separate. It's not separate energy anymore, because that is her vision. She actually sees that's Krishna. Whereas someone else might see the sun, and they're thinking, there's no God. This is just some accident that happened. It came about by chance. Some subatomic bombing in a pond somewhere, and then, you know, all these things are manifest, or a big explosion, and by chance we have order and all these types of things. And for them, there's no consciousness. So this is the science of consciousness, and it's our awareness of Krishna. Krishna will also reveal himself, like in the deity. Krishna can manifest himself through stone. So how can he manifest himself through stone? They're his energies, and he can appear anywhere he likes. And so if one worships Krishna in an authorized form, then what was considered to be stone, when it's properly presented and worshipped, then Krishna will agree to manifest there, and he's present in his energies. So the science of Krishna consciousness means to stay in contact with Krishna, and he can reveal himself through this process of yoga. Atashri Krishna namadi nabaved grayam indriyai sevam mukhihi jivado swayam eva spuratyada. He actually reveals himself to those who are engaged in his service, beginning with the tongue, through bhakti yoga. By chanting, by tasting prasadam, then Krishna, he reveals himself, and one can see that he's actually not separate from his energies.
So it's really a question of where the consciousness is focused. If one has separated it from him, then one will be just in contact with material energy as it is, material energy separated from Krishna.
Yeah, it's not there. It's separated by consciousness. Div, you want to add to that? Okay. So, Krishna consciousness, the process of Krishna consciousness is a very happy situation. It means a full happiness, because material life is a burden from beginning to end, and it's full of fear and anxiety. And once one understands this principle of how to feed Krishna, how to serve the devotees, how to give what resources we have back to Krishna, immediately the burden is lifted, first of all. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, Nashochati Nakanshati. In spiritual consciousness, I mean, there's no more lamentation and there's no more hankering, because this lamentation is only because I think that I have something and I'm attached to it. And when I lose it, I become full of anxiety. And hankering means I think I can actually improve my situation by arranging something materially. But if I understand that if I simply serve Krishna in any circumstance and simply carry out his order, then I'll be satisfied in every circumstance. It doesn't matter where I am. You can be, for a devotee, it says, swarga, pavarga, narakeshu, apituliana darshana. For the devotee, it doesn't matter if he's in swarga or in naraka. Swarga means heaven, naraka means hell. A devotee doesn't care if he's sent to hell on a preaching mission. So, you know, if you're serving Krishna and you're asked to go to hell, the devotee doesn't mind, because he's always connected with Krishna through his service. Whereas someone else, doesn't matter where you put them, they'll be inconvenienced somehow through material consciousness. Just like this whole idea of gratitude. If you don't have gratitude, it doesn't matter how much you surround yourself by material things, you won't feel satisfied. You'll still feel inconvenienced. So this mission of preaching Krishna consciousness and giving Krishna conscious literature to others, as now we see how we have so many literatures now, you can't even get into the front door because Usha's trying to get in. And there's so many devotees that it's impossible to get in the door because there's so many books. But the devotees are happy. No one's thinking back there that I'm doing this for my own profit, that I'm going to have to work. They're not working hard in the back there because they're thinking I'm going to make money from this or something. They're thinking that I want to feed Krishna more. I want to give him more. I want to offer a result more to Krishna. The devotees are working hard over the last few weeks, like anything, to smash the goals that we made. Right? But they're not thinking to smash the goals for their own purpose. They want to offer it to Krishna. They'll feel satisfied when we give that result to Krishna. And they know that they'll feel completely happy. So there's a great satisfaction in devotional service. Just the service itself is completely complementary to our nature. Whereas material consciousness, trying to hang on to the result, it means great burden. And this is generally the idea of religion, that I perform some service to God with an expectation that I'll get something in return. But this is not the idea in bhakti. This is carrying the burden on the head, like the woman who carries the sticks for a living, and she has very hard labor going up the hill. One day she trips and falls and the sticks fly everywhere, and she prays to God, please help me. And she cries so piteously that he finally appears and says, how can I help you? She says, please put the sticks back on my head. And this is the idea of praying to God for some material benefit, that please give me some material benefit in life. But the devotees don't pray for anything material. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Lord Nrisimhadev that I'm the Supreme Lord, take some benediction. He said, but my Lord, I didn't perform service to get some benediction. I'm not a vanik. Vanik means a merchant. I didn't do this so I could get something in return. I don't want anything. Fact is, I'm your eternal servitor. This is what I do. I serve you. You're my Lord. And he said, no, take something. I really want you to take something. Finally, he said, well, give liberation to my father. You know, he wanted something for someone else. Because a devotee is so satisfied by service that he doesn't want anything else. So this is the nature of devotional service. It's counterintuitive. Everyone thinks, I need to get more for myself. The more I keep for myself, the happier I'll be. But it's the opposite. The more we try to keep for ourselves, the more fear we have. And the more anxiety we have, that we have to hang on to it. And as soon as you let it go, even in songs like, when you got nothing to lose. It's practically a fact. You see people, when they have nothing, they lose everything. They got nothing to lose. I remember Sean Penn, when the great actor, modern actor, when his house burned down in Malibu, I heard him on Terry Gross, on NPR, interviewing him, and you know, his whole house burned down. What a fire in Malibu. I remember I had a friend who lived there, and he went back to see if his bicycle was still there, and it had vanished. And his whole, he had a filing cabinet made out of metal. Nothing. It was so hot, it burned everything to ashes. What to speak of wood? Just vanished. You go there, there's nothing left. Even concrete was gone. It was so hot. So anyway, Sean Penn's house burned down. And so Terry Gross, the great interviewer, asked him, so, you know, what's it like, you know, to all of a sudden lose your whole house like that? And he said, well, you know, I had a lot of things in there. And you know what it's like in normal day life when you have your outpile and you're always thinking, I got more things to do than I have time to do it? Does anybody ever have that feeling here besides me? Srinivas, do you feel like that? Just like a pile of things that you have to do and only a finite amount of time to do it, right? You feel like that. So, you know, then he said, you know all those things you're thinking about doing and all those anxieties you have and those things, letters you're going to answer and all that kind of stuff? She goes, yeah. And he goes, I don't have that anymore. It's just gone. And all of a sudden, there's a kind of a relief because, like, I don't have it anymore. It's just vanished, you know. So even from material side, there's kind of a relief when you lose something, actually. You lose it, it's gone. But from our side, in performing devotional service, we actually, through cultivation of knowledge and consciousness and realization, we see it never belonged to me anyway. And it's a burden to think that it does. And if I give it back to Krishna, then I actually feel nourished. The more I give to Krishna, the more I actually feel enlivened. I feel my real life coming. And so this is our connection to Krishna through seva. Seva will save you. You have to do seva and become seva nishta. Rupa Goswami says this, nectar devotion. Attain this seva nishta. Nishta means you have something to stand on. So make that your mark in this world, that you have your service. When someone says, well, who's Divyanga? This is my friend Divyanga from Alachua, Florida. We've been together since 1973. He's been distributing Prabhupada's books since 1973, nonstop. Never stopped once, as long as I've known him. So this is, you have something to stand on. Someone says, well, who's Divyanga? And they say, he's a book distributor. Now that's what you want. You want to get a label like that. You say, you know, who's Sachimata? She worships the deities in San Jose. You know, you have this guru, you have this seva nishta. You get fixed in this thing of this is what you do, you know? And it's like people make a name for themselves. In the spiritual world, this is what you want to do. Like Lord Jesus Christ said, don't make a name for yourself here in this world. Make a name for yourself in the spiritual world. Don't build a house here. Build a house there. And so you don't build a house here and get anything out of it. It's like the sandcastle that gets washed away. It's stupid. It's childish. But if you understand the spiritual science that you actually can build your whole life and reputation based on your service to Krishna, then you endeavor for that only. And the other thing becomes insignificant. So this is what we're doing here. We're actually taking authorized service. It's coming down for the parampara. And we're applying it in our own life, and we're coming to life. This is life. Life means getting some service and performing it to the best of our ability and beyond our ability by the mercy of Krishna. And growing like that more and more. Prabhupada used to push the devotees so much because this life is so short. Tendency is find your comfort zone and stay there. I know from gardening, whenever I go around my garden, I lift up a rock, there's about 300 billion little guys underneath every rock going, just leave us alone, we're happy down here. This is our little rock, we're staying here, you know. And everyone in Malibu is thinking, this is my place, just let me stay, you know. And everyone, every little jiva wants to like find one little place here in the material world and kind of just stay there, be comfortable. It's not possible. Bhutva, bhutva, praliyate, Krishna says. It's just, you'll be disturbed over and over and over again. So find that place where there's no disturbance. And this whole lifetime is like the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Kurukshetra means that every second you have to be ready, another weapon's coming right past your head. And coming right at you, you have to be ready to counteract it or to move to the other side. And so we have to be constantly ready to serve Krishna in different ways. And we'll meet so many challenges. You're going to meet challenges anyway in this lifetime. Everyone has to face challenges. But it's better if you're in Krishna's army and you're fighting for Krishna. Because then Krishna is covering you. He's going to protect you. Yoga kshemam bahamyaham. Krishna says, I carry what you lack and preserve what you have. Otherwise, you enter at your own risk. This is the Bhagavatam says. The material world is called the forest of material enjoyment, and it's got a huge sign on it that says, enter at your own risk. You come in here on your own, trying to make it on your own, and anything can happen. But if you take shelter of Krishna and go in as his servant, you know, there's my badge. Here's who I am. Here's who I'm with. I'm serving under this Vaishnav. This is my service. This is what I do. You're completely protected in all circumstances. So this Sankirtan movement is no small thing. Actually, every book that's being stamped and loaded here has its powerful effect. Just the last 2 days, we've been going to the San Francisco State campus and meeting people and distributing books on the campuses. And I had a realization today about how these young people, especially in the universities, they're completely ready for spiritual knowledge, because they're right in this junction when they don't know exactly where they're going in their life, and they're trying to find out knowledge. They're just discovering who they are, and they're very open to finding out about real spiritual knowledge. So it's very powerful when someone gets introduced to Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and this information at that time. It's powerful for anyone, it's very important. And this mission is directly coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and here's the last thing I want to say about that. And that is that the more you give out of this, the more you give out, this is also counterintuitive, the more it grows. This is what in modern modern terms it is called the abundance mentality. And it's truly discovered in Krishna consciousness. Because as the members of the Panchatattva who were spreading Krishna consciousness demonstrated, the more they distributed the fruits of love of Godhead, see, they broke open the storehouse. That's the first thing. It's like there was a storehouse of love of Godhead that was left by Krishna, but it was locked. Because Krishna said, okay, surrender to me, and then I will deliver you. So there was some condition there, some lock on that storehouse. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates came, they broke open the lock and they plundered it. They just took everything out and they started distributing it without any consideration. And the more they distributed, the more the contents increased. That's how it works in spiritual equation. So the more we increase our service, the more we spread this sankirtan all over the Bay Area, the more we think in big terms. You know, before we were thinking it was a big thing if 10 devotees went on sankirtan. And then somehow we reached that goal. And then we thought maybe 20, and then 50, and now 75. Now we're thinking 100, 200, 300. And, you know, it has to grow into a huge movement here in the Bay Area. If Krishna can expand from a little minnow into a fish that's 800 billion yojanas long, he can spread Krishna consciousness all over the Bay Area. And so we're that instrument, and we can feel full satisfaction by giving our energy there to a more book distribution, more spreading of Harinam Sankirtan, more introduction of Krishna consciousness and cultural programs all over the Bay Area, so people can see the rich culture of the Vedic tradition. The Sanskrit poetry within the Bhagavatam is unparalleled in the whole world. Modern scholars, even when they see that, Garuda from Harvard, who is now one of the chairs of the program at Harvard, he's a devotee, he was saying that English literature students who began to study the Bhagavatam with him remarked that Shakespeare and many of the other playwrights and poets, they paled in comparison. They couldn't even come close to the poetry of the Bhagavatam, the nuance and meanings that come out of the Sanskrit from these things. So this is our great mission that we're connected with. And as Prabhupada says in this purport, easily, if you connect yourself in that way, then it's very easy to remain detached from the fruits of your labor, because it's such an exciting project. And you feel immediate satisfaction from it when you go out to spread Krishna consciousness. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. So how are we doing? What's going on? And what's... Please orient me. What's the situation?
So up to this point, on our December MSF, we are doing quite well. We should be encouraged. We have had book goals of distributing 4,000 books, and we are at 2,700 at this point, 1,300 more books to go. So far as Lakshmi scores are concerned, it's good news that... we have actually reached that goal.
Really? Honey Bowl! Oh. Does that include today's? Because here's a little more cash. Okay.
Did make a difference because we are just at 7574.
Could we say Gaur Premanandi really loud for that one? Gaur Premanandi, Haribol! Congratulations, everybody.
And so far as devotees are concerned, we are a little over 40. We still need to field about approximately 32 to 33 new devotees.
Okay.
This weekend or by the end of the month.
Okay, so what's the situation with the plans for this weekend for the numbers of devotees going out? Praveena, are you back there? Okay. Okay, and we're going to hear about the Sunday school first, and then Kishore will give us an update. Give her the microphone, please. Shri Priya. Go, give her the mic. I want to hear it loud. And explain a little bit about where you're going and how you got it to go.
Okay. We actually, the process of making the groups.
Okay.
The groups yet. Probably we'll be going all door to door with Sunday school types. And we have around 14 of them confirmed, but then we probably, I'm just going to call some of them with.
Sri Vats, are you going out? Huh?
Sunday school kids?
Are you going out on Sankirtan?
Sunday.
I think we can count him as two. We'll count him as two. Okay, yes. So Sunday school kids. Yeah, nice, okay. Sri Vats, what do you think about going on Sankirtan this weekend?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, Kishore? Give us the update. That's 14 more distributors going out from the Sunday school. What if it rains? What if it rains this weekend? Can they still go out?
Yes, we think so.
They have raincoats and stuff? Okay. All right. Okay. Yes. Hare Krishna. Speak a little into the mic.
Apart from the children's team, we have around 32 devotees in the list who are ready to go.
Okay. And how ready are they to go? How ready are they to go on the list?
Ready to
totally ready, right?
Yeah, and the field, recently in the last Sunday field, some 60-70 devotees pledged and they took their boxes. So, and they're going to distribute by themselves. So, if you count them, already 47 or already 47 devotees went on Sankirtan, and we have 32 plus 14.
32 plus 14.
Yeah.
Okay. And did we count Divyanga?
No.
Divyanga's on our team. And also Ram Lakshman went out today, too. And he's going to go out. He's said he's going out from now on. He's a new Sankirtan devotee.
We have included
in
this four.
Of 40?
So, I think we should be making 100 devotees instead, for sure.
Okay.
At least 100
devotees. 100. Haribo! Yeah. Okay, so you're confident. Okay, then I'm confident. You have 96 total up?
Yeah, but some devotees have to just call and follow up.
Okay, well, that's what I call smashing the goal. That's good. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Haribol. Thank you. So, mostly they have spots? They know where they're going, most people? Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, so we looks like the devotee goal is going well. Of course, you never know what happens until it happens, so we're running scared all the time, and we'll be nervous up to the minute. But everyone that can go out should go out and encourage everybody. Then the Lakshmi goal we've met, but we need to smash it. And let's see, what else? Devotees?
Books.
Now, books, we're a little far away. So what's the situation with the books, Malini? You want to bring us up to date? How we're going to do all these books? Because you're packing them all up. Tell us how we're going to do. What do we need to do, Rakshit Prabhu?
We need to distribute at least 1,300 books.
1,300 more books just to meet the goal, but we need to smash the goal.
Yes.
Okay, so how's this going to happen, Malini? Tell us how it's going to come down in your vision.
Maybe we are we're talking about 2,000 books right now.
Haribo! That's something. Okay.
The devotees who are going door to door can take these bags, and especially for children who are going out, they are already given bags, so they can just go and present those bags.
Okay.
And if the door that doesn't open, then they're the most luckiest ones.
Okay. Put it on the door. So you win either way. You open or you don't open, right? Okay. So 2,000 books in bags means all those will get hung on doors or distributed one way or another for sure. So that means we're going to go past the 4,000 mark sometime this weekend.
If we distribute 2,000, yes, we would go past that.
Okay, if we distribute 2,000. Plus we have so many other teams going out this weekend as well, besides the door-to-door, right? Venky, you want to comment anything? Give Venky, we'd like to hear something from Venky. Go ahead. Fire us up, Venky. How's the smart box working into this? Any more scores coming in from smart box? Or are they all tabulated already?
No, I have not tabulated them, but scores are still coming in. Still waiting from few devotees. Including myself, I have to check my
smartphone.
Okay. And I'll do that by this weekend and before this weekend.
So that's something more coming in, Lakshmi and books,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. More than 100 books, I expect, and from $300 to $400.
Okay. And pass up to Devji. And then Mother Usha, and then Devji wants to.
Suggestion.
Yes.
If there are any free books to be distributed, like people have already paid and there are books, I can do it. I can take some of them and then distribute in my company or my friends' companies that way. And probably some others can also do that. That way we can distribute more books.
How many would you like for your company?
Maybe I can take 20 books.
Let's give her 20 books and a big round of applause. I think that's an excellent idea. Around this time, is take them a Christmas present to your, you know, to your coworkers. Excellent idea, and thank you very much. And others who would like to have books to take into their coworkers, then they can also get. So, you know, Usha can have 20 books to take. Okay? Thank you very much. Devji, I just want to hear you. Devji was out on Santa Cruz last weekend, the weekend before last. And just tell us how it was out there. What's it like out there for you? I want to hear your realization of book distribution.
Everybody down in Santa Cruz is really receptive. They usually they come around and they like to they have calls, they have some other voices, and one of the ones that I remember specifically is Alexander the Great. And he came around, and he was, I guess he was on his way to a homeless shelter to spend the night, but what he did was he opened him a book, and he was determined completely to find just one thing that he knew he had somewhere. And he picked up his book bag, and he literally took 10 or so minutes just to find it, and he didn't give up. And we were saying, it's okay, but then he just was committed to doing so, and he eventually found it, and he also picked up a pen. And then there was another person who came around. I guess he was, I forget his name. He was taller, and he was really restricted. He said he had seen some more devotees before. And he said that, he was really surprised, and he just took like 4 or 5 books with him. He was traveling, he's like, kind of mountain guy. Everybody out there was really nice, and
Jai, Haribo. Anyone else have some thought or realization they want to pass on? Okay, I have an announcement to make. I said I'd make an announcement tonight, and I wanted to also add something to the... I wanted to also add something to the to our goal of smashing the goals. And so, Praveena, Kishore, they're in the middle of cooking. It may be difficult for them. Okay, so here's what happened. I went to Vrindavan, and my main intention was to go in here and chant, and to have, you know, advanced association, and not the least of which was Giriraj, Krishna in the form of a hill. So we walk around Giriraj every day, and I was praying to Giriraj like anything, please help us expand the Sankirtan movement, and please help the devotees in every way possible. Please give us all facility for pure bhakti and for, you know, really making a big expansion in the Sankirtan movement. Anyway, I finished, you know, almost with the full month. I had to come back to Vrindavan. And one day I was sitting in Prabhupada's samadhi, and I was chanting japa next to one of my godbrothers, Guru Kripa Prabhu. And there's a gentleman there that does a lot of service. He's from Dubai. And he had donated a lot of the flowers. He gives the flowers for the seva there in Vrindavan and a lot of the boga and things like that. And one day he came up to me because I had known him. He heard me give class about book distribution thing, and he came up to me and he was telling me that, you know, he really wanted to distribute a lot of books in Kerala, and that there was barely anybody down there, and he was really frustrated and this and that. And I was sitting down chanting japa, and then, you know, Guru Kripa said to me, "Well, why is he discriminating? Why doesn't he just help us somewhere? And why doesn't he help you in Silicon Valley?" So we both looked at each other, and we jumped up, and everyone was chanting japa, and we went over and talked to him, and we said, "So, listen, you know, we're already doing books in Silicon Valley. And why think of Kerala? What's the difference? There are living entities everywhere. Besides, more important in America. People already know about this in India," and so on. And we told him like that. And so he said, "You know, you should help us." And so, you know, he said he thought about it. And then he saw me a little while later. And he said, "Okay, I'm going to help you." And he said, "I will give you 5,000 Bhagavad Gitas to distribute." So what he did was he gave me $9,000 towards... he gave 9,000 Lakshmi points towards our towards our monthly Sankirtan festival, which counts this month. So the reason I didn't tell you is because Srivas Pandit Prabhu told me not to. I called him up right when I got home and I said, "Listen, Srivas," I didn't tell him what I got. I just said, "I have a donation and I want to add it to the score. And what do you think?" And he said, "Better wait a little while." And so I thought, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Wait till we reach the goal and then add it on. So now we've smashed the 7,500 because you can add 9,000 onto the 7,500. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hello!
This gentleman is a very pious businessman. His name's Mr. Chowdhury, and I would like to, you know, send one of our, you know, things—a card with everyone's signature on it and everything. I still have to find out his address because he wasn't really forthcoming with that. But it was the beginning of our corporate Sankirtan that I sent out that the other day. Maybe some of you saw it, but I think it's a precursor to many big things to come here in Silicon Valley. It was, you know, 9,000 in the scope of things for smashing the goal. It helps, but it's tiny in consideration of what we will get. But it's a harbinger of what's to come here at ISKCON Silicon Valley. Hare Krishna. Anyway, that was also realization that if you hear and chant and you just pray, then Krishna will fulfill your desire. And that's what I was doing, and it just came out of nowhere. And that's how Krishna works. So that's what we should all do. We should pray really, really hard. Our good friend Ram Lakshman, who hasn't been on Sankirtan for many years, wanted to come out, and he wants to dedicate his life to book distribution here. You know Ram Lakshman? He's from Brazil. He's famous, actually, around the world. He teaches martial arts, and he has a studio right here in Palo Alto. And he said he's come to this realization that he really wants to dedicate himself to book distribution. So he came out today to distribute books, And his main realization is if you just pray to Krishna for service, he'll fulfill your desire. And today when he came out, I told him, just watch, don't do anything. And that's what he did. But he was trying to restrain himself because he actually wanted to start busting loose in his tribute. And I was talking to somebody who was buying a Bhagavad Gita, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy came walking up, because we were distributing so many books so fast, that this guy comes walking up, and I thought he was joking around, because he goes, what are you guys doing here? And he goes, I was just on the bus, and someone was reading one of these books. Is this where they're all coming from? So Ram Lakshman turns to him, and he starts talking to him, you know. And showing him the book and the whole thing. And the guy was so excited to find out where the source of all these books that were going all over the campus was that he bought a Bhagavad Gita. Ram Lakshman was saying, see, he came to me. I didn't do anything. And when he came home, we were having lunch at my house, and he was saying this was his realization, that the main thing is that you have to pray to Krishna. And you always keep praying to Krishna, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It's a fully transcendental activity. Kama Dala Jala Jivana Talamala. We're like a little drop of water on a lotus leaf that can slide off in every minute. We're in a precarious position. Any of us, at any second, we can die and just leave this body. We don't know where we're going. But we know one thing. If we hold fast to the lotus feet of Krishna, through our service, our authorized service, that we'll attain the best destination by Krishna's mercy. We'll always be with him in service. So this is our goal, really. This is our sadhana. This is what we're how we're hanging on to Krishna's lotus feet, which is our only shelter, which is to do this seva for the great souls, the Mahatmas, who have passed down this literature to us. And given this order, which is our boat to cross this ocean of material existence. So this is what we'll do. We're like the little engine that could. I don't know if you know that story in India, but you know, the little engine that could. I think I can, I think I can. We're small, but we're lean and hungry, and we'll stay that way, hungry and humble, and we'll just continue to do this and pray to Krishna, and he'll send us more and more facility to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Just as long as we stay very, very humble and dedicated to this principle of going back to Godhead and helping others go back to Godhead. Go Premanandi. Yes, Mataji.
I just had a quick question. So are those 5,000 books ready to give away?
The way it works technically is I had him transfer the money through a wire transfer to the BBT. And that goes on our credit. So we got a $9,000 credit on our BBT. So that means those books are available. It means we have a huge credit with the BBT, and it means do as many books as you can, as fast as you can, to as many people as you can.
I can give you a lot of books at my work, too. I work with special needs kids, so
okay.
Many
how many you got?
As many as I can get.
Well, name a number.
100.
Okay, give her 100 books. Okay. Take 100 and distribute them at your work. Definitely, go for it. We have to do more books, yes.
Yeah, this is actually, you said initially 5,000 Bhagavad Gitas.
Yes, paperback Gitas.
Paperback, but yeah. 5,000 books cost $25,000.
It's the retail price for the book, I mean the wholesale price he paid, the wholesale price. I got what I could. After the whole thing came, you know, came through and I talked to him and everything like that, and you know, I was thinking I was going to sleep. I got, you know, 10,000 or whatever, you know. But I let it come to me. He volunteered everything and said it. And I developed a relationship with him. He, you know, I think it's an inroad.
It will increase.
Anandam Budivardhanam. It's an ever-increasing ocean.
Vaish goes to chant Jap and go around the hill. Then somebody comes and gives him 9,000 bucks. How many people...
It's Giri Raj's mercy. Anything else? So, yes.
When are you going next time?
When am I going next time? Maybe we should always have a representative there, right? What is that?
What is next Sankirtan goal?
The next Sankirtan? The next Sankirtan goal. Well, you know how that works. We'll recover from this one and then we'll regroup. Yes.
Prabhuji mentioned
maybe we should kind of keep track of how we are distributing those 5,000 bucks.
Okay.
And send him a report in the end. So next year also give him.
That's a very good idea. That's a really good idea. Yes. Let's. I think also a good thing would be to have photos. You know, everyone should take photos. It takes a couple seconds out of your schedule, but bring your digital camera. If you don't have a digital camera, bring your, you know, your analog camera and just snap, snap, snap. And if you distribute a book, take a picture. Get a lot of pictures because these are worth a thousand words when we want to show other people. Part of the process of involving more people who want to donate and help with this process is just showing them what others have done. You were going to say? You had it? Or it was Rakshit Prabhu, yes.
No, so far as the wholesale price is concerned, the 5,000 would be covered by Bhagavad Gita soft.
Yes, that's correct.
Bhagavad Gita soft would cover the yeah.
Right.
In terms of wholesale.
Yeah. Okay, everyone ready? All right, here we go. Last weekend, last chance to really go for it and distribute a lot of books. Give mercy to people. Be kind to everyone. Be kind to every living entity. We'll give out a lot of prasadam. Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhu, he said he could make 200 cookies. He's going to send them down. So we also have lots of lollipops. Div, tell him about the candy and the history of the candy. Because he was there and he knows everything.
Back in 74, actually.
It's on.
Our chapel president saw some fundraisers at a Kmart, and they were giving out candy canes. And he thought, well, we can take this, offer it, and we can have the devotees do it. So we bought a bunch of lollipops, and we offered them to Prabhupada and started distributing. And some of the devotees said, we can't offer this. This is from a factory. Karmis make this. So we wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada wrote back and said that he liked this idea. And he said, we're offering these to a picture of you. And Prabhupada said, put them on the altar. He said, in India, we buy sweets from the sweet shops. And he said, by purchasing things, it purifies them. And you can offer them on the altar. So we offered, since 1974, we've been offering lollipops to the Lord. And I still, to this day, when I go out and distribute books, I distribute a lot of lollipops. I went to a football game on Saturday, and there was 99,000 people at that football game. And I stood there for 3 or 4 hours, and I distributed a couple thousand lollipops and about 150 books. So, I mean, I like the prasadam thing. The cookie thing is so nice. When we were standing out there today giving out these books, and people were giving donations, and they said, wait a minute, Merry Christmas, have a cookie. And they all just, they just melt. They just smile. Oh. And Vaishya goes, do you like cookies? Oh, yes. And on the cookie, it says, Hare Krishna. It's a little sticker. You know, I mean, it's just... It's so many people that don't get a book. When I go out and distribute, like I said, I might have distributed 150 books, but I distributed more than 1,000 pieces of prasadam. So many people go walking by really fast at a football game and boom, 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 giving all of these lollipops. And some of them get books, some of them give donations. But I always know that even if they didn't get a book, even if they didn't give money, they get this prasad. They're walking away eating the prasad. So it's a nice thing. Everybody likes it. The kids love it. You know, when people walk up with kids, they just boom, boom, boom. You know, you give lollipops. It's a sweet thing to do. And we've been doing this for 35 years. I just got to say, this temple is, I'm impressed. I mean, I walked in here tonight and I saw the altar. I've seen the picture because Vaish has sent me the pictures. But to see this place, and I was here, it was just me and Vaish and Ramaswamy. And now everybody's here. They're packing up books. I just wish all the temples that I've visited are this excited about Prabhupada's Christmas Marathon. Because when you're distributing this many books, I mean, the sky's the limit. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, really, when you distribute this much spiritual knowledge, Lord Chaitanya is so pleased. He's just going to bless you more and more. And when you got a leader like Vaish, all you got to do is do what he says. When we were brahmacharis together, he used to force me to read. We'd go out on a sankirtan. That was the guy. We'd go out on a sankirtan in the morning. We'd go to the morning program, chant our japa, eat some prasadam, we'd go to the airport for 3 hours, distribute books. And then we'd go back to the temple, and we'd go to the Rajbhog, and we'd have arti and a Gita class. And then we'd take a shot. And then myself and Jiva and other devotees that were on the party would say, okay, let's take a nap or something before we go back to the airport. And Vaish would insist that we chant at least one chapter of Bhagavad Gita before we have a good nap. And he always choose chapter two. There was no way, you could get out of that. You're like, oh, I'm so tired. And Vaish would go, that's fine, I know you're tired, I'm tired too, but we're going to chant at least one chapter. We never did take a nap. We'd get in the van and go back to the airport and we'd chant Ishtapanishad, and then we'd sing the prayers of the six Goswamis, and he still does these things to this day, and I do too. Thank Prabhupada for giving association like Vaish, because when you're around him, I mean, I just grab onto his dhoti and just go, you know? And he helped me to try to appreciate that not just sell books, but read these books, you know, really become immersed in these books. Just like when he gives his class, he'll stop in the purport. Prabhupada says, you know, Bhagavad Gita, number 3, he says, all right, what's that verse? And immediately, everyone has to participate and think about it. So, I mean, I'm just impressed. I live in Alachua, and we got 600 devotees there. And we got about 5 sankirtans there. So think how fortunate you are. Every single devotee in this community is involved. I mean, the Sunday school kids even come up and distribute books. Wow! I'm amazed. These kids are going to grow up and be, you know, sankirtan devotees. So just keep doing what you're doing and get this mercy from Lord Chaitanya. I'm just overwhelmed by you. He told me, he said, when you see these devotees, they're just sankirtan devotees. They just want to preach, distribute books, and it's just... I mean, all of you have your home, your lives, your jobs, your careers, and your kids and families, and still, you take out your time and your days off on the weekends, and you go out and you serve Lord Chaitanya by distributing these books. I'm just moved. I'm overwhelmed. Really am. Thank you for doing this for Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.
Hari Bol!
Go bring one on me!
Hari Bol! Thank you, Divyanga Prabhu, for coming out here and enlivening us. It's when someone else comes here, then we can see things through your eyes, you know, that it's even more enlivening to have a guest, somebody who can appreciate what Sankirtan is, you know.
Just and it's like to a come thousand back times. To more often. When Vaish comes to Alachua, people come out of the woodwork to hear him, you know. They actually come and say, oh, yeah, let's hear this. We miss you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo.
So, Bhagavad Gita ki,
yeah.
Sankirtan Yajna ki,
yeah.
Gopri Manande,
Haribo!